So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So in this video, I want to talk to you about analysis of deals. I can't even say it. I want to talk about analysis of deals because I've spoken to a lot of people who want to get into property and they want to make some money and they're looking at deals right now. They're analysing property deals and, you know, the deal's making 200 quid a month. It's 17 grand down. I use that as an example because we're selling those type of deals on our website right now at the Invest Leads website. And so we know those deals kind of exist and people are looking at those deals and going, oh, but I'm on 5 grand a month. And this is only 200 pound, 200 pound a month. Going to take me forever, is this? I'm not going to buy that one. And then they see another one, oh, it's only £400, I'm on 5 grand a month. No, I'm not going to buy that one. And they keep saying they're never going to buy anything. And it's like, dude, you've got to get off the fence here. You've got to go and buy one. You've got to buy your first one. It's almost like, you know when you go out drinking and you have a few pints and you need to go to the toilet and you don't go to the toilet, okay? And 3 hours later, you then go to the loo. And then you go into the loo every 20 minutes, right? It's like that. It's like, once you've got your first, it's easier to get the second. It's like going to the loo. Once you open the floodgates, that's it. You're forever at the loo, right? You know what I'm talking about. So you've got to get your first deal. Because if you don't get your first deal, you're going to forever be procrastinating. I can never say that word. You're always going to be putting stuff off. There's always going to be reasons why you shouldn't do something. There's always going to be better deals. You know, you find a deal at £800. You could have found one at £900. You find one at 900 quid, you could have got a £1,000 a month deal. There's always reasons. You've got to get your first deal. There's not that many mistakes in property that you can't recover from. Unless you buy 10 off plan at 250 grand each and then the market crashes and they're worth 175 each, but you still have to complete and the mortgage doesn't cover it. And all that stuff, right? That's the only real reason you can really mess it up. Over a long period of time, 20 years, property can be very, very forgiving. So if you get your first one, it's worth 70, you put 17 grand down, it's £200 a month. Now you're 200 quid a month up. You're 2.5 grand a year up. Like, how is that even a bad thing? I think my wife's behind me. How fun is that? So, so I set off before her. We're going to the shops, and she's in a separate car because we're going to different shops. Anyway, she's like, how come Dan's driving so slow? I had other stuff to do. So, right now, you know, making an extra 2.5 grand, stop comparing it to the 5 grand a month that you're earning. You're making an extra 2.5 grand a year. Now, buy 10 of those properties, you're making an extra 25 grand a year. And you might go, well, that's still not 5 grand a month. And you're right, it's not. But it's 25 grand more a year that you didn't have. And that 25 grand, by the way, if you're buying properties, let's call them 25 grand down. No, let's do it this way. Let's say you're buying one every 10 months. You're buying one property every 10 months, and then that accelerates. And then, you know, it continues to accelerate. But none of this will happen until you buy your first deal. And you've got to start buying your first deal. And most people don't want to buy the first deal because it's not a great deal or it's not the best deal ever. And it's like, dude, just forget about all that. As long as you're not losing money and you're not just breaking even, you're making £100, £200 a property up north, just go do it. And also, as long as the property's not in the worst place ever, and you've got access to half-decent tenants, then you should be going to do that. Don't be putting it off because it's not covering your income on day one. You know, I've been in property 20 years and it's taken almost that long to get to this position. Because if it didn't take this long, we would be further ahead, obviously. Right? It does take 15 to 20 years for you to get financially free. And it took us that long because we didn't know what we were doing. There was no help, there was no coaching, there was no YouTube, there was no podcast, there was nothing, right? People still sent things out on cassettes. Do you remember cassettes? Not even CDs. You wanted to listen to an audio tape. We didn't have MP3s back in those days. We had cassettes. Not 8-track, I'm not that old. Don't be cheeky. But you've got to get your first deal. When you get your first deal, then you get your second. When you get your second, then you get your third, your fourth, your fifth, your tenth, your hundredth, and so on. And at that point, that's when you can give up work. But until you buy your first, you ain't ever going to get to that stage. All right, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening.
really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.